Hey, everybody. Yes. Hey, yes. Yes. Wake up. Yes. Welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. It's episode 100 and something. My name is Jason Rothman. My website is Rothman PPC. My Twitter is at Rothman PPC.
And this is the Paid Search Podcast. I'm here too, guys.
And this is not my company. This is the Paid Search Podcast. And as always, every single week, I'm joined by the guy with gel in his hair, the great Chris Schaefer.
And as always, I'm joined by the wonderful Jason Rothman. I feel like just because you get to do the intro, Jason, that doesn't mean you get to immediately ping your website there. Or what's the word? not ping. That's a weird word to use with it.
Promote?
Promote. Thank you.
Plug. Plug is what you're thinking of.
Plug. Yeah.
It's not a word I say often either. Chris, yeah, no, it's just a gag I'm doing. I've been doing it the last couple weeks, but I'll stop doing it, and I'm going to get back to just a nice little yes, and then right into the show. Yeah, it's episode 100 and something. People have seen the title of the episode, Chris. They're very curious, and we're going to get into that, but first...
It's not clickbait. We're really going to tell you, by the way.
Yeah, it's not clickbait, and we think we're onto something here. But before we do that, Chris, we're at 95 reviews in iTunes. That's pretty sweet. We're very close to 100. And help us get over that hurdle and get us to 100. But this week, Chris, I want to read the iTunes comment of the week, review of the week. So Ambassador Ski writes in with a 5-star review.
All right.
Appreciate that.
The only review we accept.
The only review we'll read. He titles it The Guru and the Hustler. Okay, and we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. I have not read this yet.
A great PPC duo. Chris has been doing it for many years. Well, Jason brings a different perspective. Very entertaining, and both are super knowledgeable. So, for the most part, I like that review, Chris. The Guru and the Hustler.
He doesn't address that yet? Does he not address it?
I don't even know what that means, but but apparently he does. So thank you for that review, Ambassador Ski, and everyone. We're at 95 reviews. That's the number one way you can help the show is sharing the show and leaving us a review on iTunes. So
Hustler Jason,
further ado,
I think that's the name. Hustler Jason, the great Chris Schaefer and the Hustler
Chris,
Jason.
I don't want to... No, it's not the great Chris Schaefer. The title of his review is The Guru and the Hustler.
Oh.
So I don't want to be associated with the word hustler.
Oh, okay.
So I can see why you threw that off on me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you know, Chris, I wouldn't want to be associated with the word guru either.
Why not?
So,
is that a bad thing? I mean,
it's one of those ninja...
Yeah, you're right. As soon as I see an Upwork post that's like hiring an AdWords ninja, I'm like, deny. I hate that.
Right.
I hate that.
Now, Chris, let's get into a little story. He's probably listening. Had a great injury lawyer from the great state of, we'll call it one of the states in New England, contact me a couple weeks ago. We talked for 30 minutes. You know, I didn't charge anything. I appreciated the call. Again, I didn't make any money from it, but I appreciated the call. It was nice to talk to someone. And we talked all about my services, talked all about what I can do for his business. And he ended up not hiring me, Chris, because he went with someone who does AdWords and they do landing pages. And they had him convinced that you cannot have a successful AdWords campaign without customized landing pages. And so I said, you know what? Good luck with that. If it doesn't work out, I'm still here. So we left it on cordial terms. But the tool we found today maybe would solve that problem of me losing a client because I don't get into landing page softwares or custom landing page design and development. That's why we think it's the best tool, because what we found is free. What we found is easy. What we found is convenient. What we found is linked into the Google AdWords analytics ecosystem. So Chris, without further ado, why don't you tell everyone what we stumbled upon this week?
Yeah, best website optimization tool. Drum roll, it's called Optimize. Okay, it's not a super awesome name, but it's simple, straightforward. It's called Optimize. And it is a Google tool that is in, as Jason said, the AdWords
Google Analytics.
Thank you. Google Analytics suite. And there is a free version. There is also a paid version, but Jason and I will be specifically talking about the free version, which for that purpose is why we are saying that this is the best website optimization tool. because it is free. We are not saying it has the most features or it does the most things, but what we like about this, and we're going to go through the details about what it does, what it is, and what you should know about it, and if you can use it or not. What we like is that it's free and it does so much. It's such an intuitive system that requires so little compared to what you have to do with a lot of other landing page building sites and web page optimization sites and stuff like that.
Right. And Chris, the thing I love, first of all, Chris, you and I have never talked about this feature or this tool, Google Optimize, in the Google Analytics Solution Suite. We'll have links to it in the description notes and all that kind of stuff. There's a 5% chance that every single one of our millions of listeners has already heard about and used this tool, Chris, and we're going to look like idiots. But I really don't think that's the case because you and I have never talked about this tool. We're in AdWords mastermind groups. No one else has ever talked about this tool. And it just doesn't seem to be something that comes up that often. So have you heard about this before this week? And do you think a lot of listeners and a lot of AdWords advertisers are utilizing this?
I think there's always this niche of people that know about new things like this, that learn about it and understand as soon as it's launched, they know what it is, they've been waiting on it, they've maybe been using the beta. They're in the loop. You know, these people are in the industry and this is what they do. But for most part, like you and I, we spend our days with our head down in the AdWords campaigns, okay? Because this is not
in the campaigns.
Yeah, in the campaigns. This is not an AdWords tool. Okay, let's make that clear. The reason Jason and I are bringing this up is because this is something that can be used in conjunction with AdWords. It's a Google tool, but it is not an AdWords tool per se. It's part of the analytics suite. So this is a free system in the same way that you would use analytics. Google Analytics can get some metrics directly into your AdWords, and this system essentially gets you a special ability to optimize your website. Go actually outside of the traffic that you're getting from AdWords and optimize what people are seeing on your website. So let's talk in plain English here about exactly what it does and what it is and how people can use it.
Sure. So I think the best way to get started is just to kind of read the caption that's on their website, google.com/analytics/optimize. And I really like it. The caption, it's simple here. Discover the most engaging customer experiences with Google Optimize. Here's the keyword, guys. Test different variations of your website and then tailor it to deliver a personalized experience that works best for each customer and for your business. So there's a lot we don't know about this tool yet, but there is some we know. And basically what it allows you to do is you put a little piece of extra code in your Google Analytics code that they provide you. And then they have one more little piece of code that goes above the analytics code. So that just takes a couple minutes. And then what you're able to do is you're able to look at a page on your website, say your homepage. And I'm not in a hustler promoting mode or whatever, but I'm just going to my website just to have something I'm familiar with. So the top of my website, Chris, the big header says Google AdWords Management Services. Now, what if I said instead of Google AdWords Management Services, what if I said professional pay-per-click managed services for small businesses? Or what if I had some other headline and I wanted to see if that headline led to a lower bounce rate, if it led to more time on site, if it led to more people filling out the lead form? That's what this tool allows you to do. And you can do it on any page of your website. You can do a lot of different things like test out different images. I believe you can test out different places of content on the page. You can test out different text. You can also test out like totally different URLs replacing each other. And the difference here, Chris, between all the landing page softwares where you have to create a different domain or you have to use one of their customized URLs or something, the difference here is that these changes are actually done on your website. And the other difference here is that you don't have to get into the coding of your website. So if I have a client who has a moving company website and the top of their website says your trusted local movers, and I wanted to see if we got better AdWords performance if the top of their website said Orlando's trusted moving companies, because I think it needs a local feel. If they had this code on their website, very easy to add, just like analytics code, I could change the way people see their homepage, real traffic sees it, and do a 50-50 test without ever going into the back end of their website or having to edit their website. And I guess it basically shows like a mirror version of the website to the users. And that's the difference, Chris, that A, it's actually on the website, the changes that you implement, and B, you don't have to go into the website and edit it or have access to that. You actually control it from the Google Optimize software. Chris, that when you told me about that, when you were looking into this, that was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, that combined with the fact that it's free, that's why Jason and I are saying that this is the best website optimization tool, is because this system can do those three things. The fact that it can make changes to your website. You do not have to buy another domain. You do not have to use a subdomain. You can actually use your homepage and make changes. I think what's going to be most valuable for people is to help them understand how they can use this tool.
With AdWords.
Yeah, with AdWords. So obviously, if you've listened to the show enough, you're going to know that Jason and I aren't advocating that you send people to your homepage. Most of the time, the best thing to do is going to send people to a product or a service page. So this product or service page is going to have, you know, a subheading or something. You know, it's going to have a list of products, maybe has a little description of each service. Imagine if you were able to change this seasonally. You're an AC repair company and you have a page about AC. Of course, in the summer, AC is the term that you want to push. And it happens that, you know, maybe you're a small business and you don't have a heating page. You don't have, you know, 14 different types of AC pages that you can test. You just have an AC page, and it also talks about heating repair, you know, central air, basically for residential. What you can do is you can seasonally change the content on this page. You can go in, hit the button, create a test, create an experiment, and rewrite the copy of that service page to match the season. I don't have to go through the steps to daunt any business owner to explain about why this is great, because anytime you try and change something on your website, it's never as simple as just click, click, done. Unless you're paying for a website management tool online, or you just have an in-house web dev guy that's able to change it for you that is already on the books. But this kind of stuff for the average guy, this is going to be a great tool to be able to change the content on your site for a specific amount of time and then judge the results. Is it better if I mention summer special for an AC repair page? Is it better if I mention this coupon that I offer for new installations? Or is it better if I talk about my free estimates? You can create multiple variations of the same thing and send all the traffic equally throughout those. Jason, this is something that has always boggled me. I know it's very easy to do A/B testing for ads, right? You create another ad, you set Google to rotate evenly, and it tests them. A, B, C, D, and it tests all the ads evenly. Don't you come to the same problem as me when a client's like, well, I have three pages, can we test those evenly? Before this, what you had to do was you had to create three different ads, and each one of those ads goes to those pages evenly, but each of those ads are exactly the same, because in order to do a proper ABC test, you had to have the exact same ad pointing to different pages. Now you can do this with multiple ads and multiple variants of the same landing page all in one tool. That has to make you excited, Jason. I know, because you run into the same problems I do.
Well, it just opens up a whole, I mean, landing page testing. And there's this whole talk of landing pages. And every time we say that now, because there's these companies out there, people think of individual landing pages that are customized and all that. But a landing page truly can be any page on your website as well. And there's this whole thing of, we always say AdWords is only half the battle. The other battle is people on your website, or what your website looks like and how it performs. And this gives the AdWords manager quite a bit more control of that side of things. So to talk about how this plays into AdWords, you guys can read all the instructions, but there's basically a couple things you have to do. On the account settings page of AdWords, you have to enable auto tagging. It's just a setting. And then you have to link analytics to AdWords. And then once you've done that in the linked account section of AdWords, you have to enable the link to optimize. And then once that's done, let me give you guys an example of how I'm running an experiment. So I have a remarketing list, Chris, set up for one certain type of industry. And when that industry, it's movers, is taken to the landing page. The headline of the landing page says, "Get more moving leads." And one thing I've been wanting to test out recently is, what if I told them to become their own lead provider? Because they don't like working with the lead providers. They want to get better quality leads. So one thing I tell them is, okay, with AdWords, you can become your own lead provider. So I've been wanting to test out how that kind of language would work. What I did is I went into Optimize. I set up a 50-50 test. I put in the URL of that landing page and I said, okay, 50% of the time, leave the headline the way it's been, where I know what my conversion rate is, get more moving leads. And then 50% of the time now, make them see a page, the same page, but make it say, become your own moving lead provider. 50% of the traffic is going to see that. And I also told it, judge success based on the filled out the contact form conversion. And so now half of my traffic is going to see the original page. Half my traffic is going to see the new version of the page. And I'm going to get data back in 2 weeks when I schedule the test to end, telling me which page leads to a higher conversion rate. If I wanted to do that in the past, Chris, listen to how crazy these steps are. I would have to make a different version of the page on my website, make sure that Google did not see that page organically, because I don't want to get hit with duplicate content, have to worry about that, change what I wanted to change on that second version of the page, go back into Google AdWords, set up an experiment, run the experiment 50-50, and in the experiment have the new URL be the landing page for the ads as opposed to the original. That is doable, Chris. That's very doable. It's not that difficult, but you know what? I've never done it. You know why?
because
it's not easy.
Yeah,
it's not difficult, easy. But it's not easy. It's a time consumer. Then you have to remember to go back and check the results. And This way, it's all set up for you. And I'm going to get an email in 2 weeks that says, hey, buddy, here's your results.
Yeah, and that's the cool part. Along with all of this automated testing, there's a built-in reporting system. So you don't have to go in and say, okay, how do I look at this? You know, it basically gives you a report in the tool as well as, you know, an email to show you, hey, here's the results. Your own type of interpretation of the results can be pushed aside and you can just look at what the tool says. That's great. And Jason, we've talked a lot about changing text, but that's not all that the tool can provide. There's quite a bit more. I've been playing with it, and some questions that some of our listeners might have is, you know, well, I wonder if people would call me more if I didn't have a contact form on my page. Or what if I removed the banner up at the top that has all the menu links and just hit them with the product and that's it? You know, just the product page and the contact form, the call to action. Maybe that's what I want. What I like is that you could actually strip down your page, take the sidebar off, take this off, and remove things from your page and then test. So now you could really push people towards that contact form, that call to action, that phone number, and see if that provides better results. You know, so you can change headline colors. Are there any other things that you notice that you really like that the tool can do?
To be honest, Chris, we're just digging into it. So I know it can do more than I see it doing, but I don't know what all it can do. But we're going to dig into it, and I'm going to run some case studies, and we'll have more information for people. But the same things come to mind, Chris. It's you're running ads to a client's page. They have great content on the page, but the conversion, the main conversion metric, the lead form is at the bottom of the page, and less people go to the bottom than the top. So instead of bothering them and then bothering their web designer who they forgot their phone number and all this kind of stuff, and then paying money, you get to test it and just move the lead form up. Or they don't have their phone number big enough in the middle of the page. It's just in the top, very small and hard to see. Now we can put it in anywhere we want. Another thing I like, Chris, is they give you a view of what the page is going to look like both on desktop and mobile. So you're able to see that. And yeah, I know it can do more than we've talked about today, but this is just scratching the surface. And you and I were just excited to get this news out there. And honestly, I don't know how long Google Optimize has been around, but I saw an article this week. It just piqued my interest. And
yeah,
we have this whole new tool to implement into campaigns.
There's a lot of tools out there, and people do email and tweet and leave comments and stuff about certain things. And you know, we read all of that, and we do consider many of the tools that you guys send us. But often, the tools that we do hear, and here's why we don't talk about them much, is because they don't directly relate with AdWords management. So the new data studio is great, but in the end, we don't talk about it much because it doesn't directly relate with management. It's just reporting, and we don't talk much about reporting. We've done a few shows about it, but you know, that's about it. So this tool we like and we endorse and we encourage you to try it out because it directly relates to the other half of AdWords, the after the click, which is, you know, which is really important.
Try it out.
All right. Well, I feel like we've done our job.
Just try it out.
Yeah,
Chris, we got the news out there. Just try it out. And we'd love to get your guys' feedback. Did you know about this tool before? Have you used it? Are you going to start using it? What are some results you're seeing? How's it impacting your business? How's it impacting your AdWords management? So with that said, Chris, just a reminder to let everybody know about the PPC Questions and Answers show. We put out about 2 episodes a week on the YouTube channel, and then it has its own audio feed. You just look for it. It's PPC Questions and Answers. They're about 5 to 10 minutes each one. You send us your questions on our website, paidsearchpodcast.com, and then we answer them on the show. So, Chris, everyone wants to know, did you do CrossFit before the show, or are you going to do it after the show today?
Well, Jason, I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, with my normal job and the time requirements of the podcast, I've recently started taking Thursdays, which is our recording day, started taking Thursdays off.
Recovery day, right, bro?
Yeah.
So that's okay, because you're eating good, you're getting your macros, and you're still
you don't even know what you're talking about. You're just throwing words out there. Yeah, right.
So with that said, everybody, I got to go make a protein shake. And we'll see you guys next time on the Paid Search Podcast.